Messages from the Twelve. The members of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles shared powerful messages. What did you learn? What were you inspired to do? Write your ideas.
President Russell M. Nelson. In a most miraculous and singular way, the Book of Mormon teaches us of Jesus Christ and His gospel.
Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. If we persevere, then somewhere in eternity our refinement will be finished and complete.
Elder Neil L. Anderson. I testify that in this conference we have heard the Lord's voice. The test for each of us is how we respond.
Elder Dallin H. Oaks. The family proclamation is the Lord's re-emphasis of the gospel truths we need to sustain us through current challenges to the family.
Elder M. Russell Ballard. A trek back to our Heavenly Father is the most important trek of our lives.
Elder Robert D. Hales, 1932-2017. Did not speak at this general conference. See memorial on page 26.
Elder David A. Bednar. Heavenly Father's great plan of happiness includes the doctrine, the ordinances, the covenants, and the exceeding great and precious promises whereby we can become partakers of the divine nature.
Elder Quentin L. Cook. Humility about who we are and God's purpose for us is essential.
Elder D. Todd Christofferson. If we yearn to dwell in Christ and have Him dwell in us, then holiness is what we seek.
Elder Ronald A. Rasband. The Lord's hand is guiding you. By divine design, He is in the small details of your life as well as in the major milestones.
Elder Gary E. Stevenson. Don't let life's distractions eclipse heaven's light.
Elder Dale G. Renland. For Heavenly Father's purposes to be accomplished, Christ's atoning power needs to be made available to God's children. The priesthood delivers these opportunities.
End of Messages from the Twelve, read by Scott Tippetts, Duane Case, and Pat Murray.